Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. I was discussing the Gonzalez Justi family and wanted to sort of give a reflection on where we are and how it has developed and what who my parents, especially my parents and my brothers and sisters and I want to give some time to how the businesses have been run, which is really important. So when we had this this activity, it's not only the interpersonal family relationships and the culture that has been developed, but also in tandem with the family businesses that also are important part of what keeps us together, the Gonzalez Justi together. So let me in terms of my grandparents, I was 2 years old when Abebo died, Jose Maria Gonzalez Cuillar, and we were living in, about 3 years later, we moved to the Saranac Lake. So my grandmother, Abeba, Elena Justi Martorell, I never really, met, and she was suffered from a very sickly person, very religious, I had really not got to know her very well. From my mother's side, my grandfather died before I was born, and my grandmother, Boti, was critical in my life. She moved with us to Saranac Lake, and she was a second mother, very consistent with my mother, and there was never any difference of opinions on what things had to be done and how they were to be done. And so Boti was extremely important in our life. So of the four, the one that really was critical and involved so much in my life was Boti. In terms of my parents, Jorge Clemente Gonzalez Justi, and my mother Carmen Ana Gonzalez, they were really very different. My father was an engineer, math, sciences, very pragmatic, and although loving was not, in terms of physically, was not someone who would be hugging you and kissing you. I think that came up from his parents. So it was, in that sense, a little bit, very different from my mother, who was very, very loving and kissing and hugging and all. And father was, athlete, pragmatic, business, and my mother was as much a non-athlete as you could imagine. She never learned to swim, ride a bicycle. She was all softness. And so they were very two different people. And sometimes, in life, it's interesting. You have married couples that are very similar, and you have married couples that are very different. And in the case, they were very different, and they complemented themselves. They complemented very well. But I think what's really critical, important, from my perspective, is that regardless of whether they're similar or they're different, complement themselves, what's really critical is in the development of the children, that there's consistency, that they discipline, unified, and encourage similarly, and there's just no differences in terms of the bringing up of the children. I think the worst, this is my personal view, of course, I think the worst is where there's inconsistency and there's confusion, in terms of the children. And in that regard, They did not separate as to, you know, what we were going to be allowed to do and not allowed to do, and also my grandmother. So that is the critical thing. I've discussed that during the pandemic. I put together drafted a biography of my father, 12 chapters, and how he influenced me. And I hope to be able to publish that. I spent a lot of time putting that together, and I think it's important, at least for me, to write down, because he's someone I admire both parents, but my father, I think, was more critical in influencing me than my mother and I, and I wanted to, you know, I want to put that down in paper. That she does have a role in the book and the autobiography, of course, a very important one, but it's going to be my father. I think the title will be Gracias, Papi. Thank you, Dad. Will be the so those were my grandparents and my parents. We are seven siblings. I'm the oldest. Being the oldest is always a challenge. It has benefits. You're kind of treated pretty well, you know, throughout, because you were the first. But it has responsibilities and obligations to the younger ones. And I tell my brothers and sisters that they have made my life very easy in terms of responsibility, because they're all great, and they have all really done well. I've never had problems, and yeah, I say, you know, God, thank God, my being the oldest has been pretty easy in our family. And we have a pretty big spread between myself and my youngest, Miguel. It's over 20 years, the spread, and the same took place with respect to our children, between Evie and Maria Alexandra. The spread is, over 20 years. So that being the oldest is has been good. I can't, no complaints. The I did with this genealogical tree that Miguel put together, and during the pandemic I did some work on that. But listen to this. There are over 158 descendants of the González Justi. The first generation, you know, my father and the five brothers and sisters, and, you know, the six of them together. That's the first generation. Of the second generation were 23. You know, my generation were 23, and the third generation, which is our children, and it's 54. The fourth generation, which is our grandchildren, is 73. And then we have Andres Nevarez and his wife, who's passed away, Angie. They have two great grandchildren. They're the only ones with great grandchildren. And I don't have any of the grandchildren who have married. And in fact, right now, none of them are even going out with anyone, you know, that looks like they could get married. So it looks like for my move to the grandchild, it doesn't look it's not something in the short run. But sum all these up, and that includes Gabriel Enrique. So he's joining in the González Justi. He's one of 158 in terms of the descendants, and of those, of course, my father and his brothers and sisters have all passed away. They're luckily we have not had too many deaths in the family. Five of them, we've had eight altogether. And with including the spouses, but incidentally, of all of those, in terms of the ones that are, you know, with the married, you know, that's a heck of a lot of people. We've had five, and then we've had about six divorces, and so it's you know, have to be very thankful to God for the few deaths. We're now, you know, this second generation, we're in our early 80s. Paquito was 9 years older. He was the oldest of the Nevares Gonzalez, and he passed away quite a while ago. Most of us, we're 80, 81. I'm 81, and a lot of them in the 70s. Thank goodness we're seem to be okay. So that's been relatively steady. Now I wanted to go into the family businesses. Many of you may know, we're in the real estate, basically, San Patricio Plaza, and we call San Patricio Village, which is T-Mobile and Galleria San Patricio, and some of the restaurants, high tech, and the Wheelos and Bottles, and then we have, you know, the McDonald's and Arby's, etc. So we call that San Patricio, but San Patricio Village is a Caparra Center office also. So that that area is what we've been for the last 20 years. We were in at one time in the dairy, pasteurizing plant, Caparra Dairy, and we had dairy farms, three of them, and we have one left. But basically, our business is real estate. There were some offshoots in at one time, but the Gonzalez Giusti is together. It's basically, let's call it San Patricio Village, and we have run this business in a very formal way. It's a family business, but we run it in a formal way in the sense that it's run like we're a public corporation. You know, we have formal boards with elections. It's an LLC, so it's a management committee. But we have formal elections. We have minutes. We have audited statements. Everything is by the book. We have meetings every 3 months. It's they're not missed. They go from 8 in the morning to about noon, and we go through an agenda, about 12, 13 items. We go into detail on everything that's taking place. We have committees to evaluate the personnel. There's been two family members in the business, and they're evaluated like anybody else. We have a legal committee, an audit committee, we have an investment committee, we have an executive committee to meet in case something takes place that needs urgent action between the regular meetings every 3 months. So everything is done with a lot of formality, and more importantly, things are done with a lot of respect, and we try to reach a consensus. We try to listen to everybody and come to an agreement that doesn't require really a vote. But every once in a while, there's a vote. We've had about four votes, and sometimes I've been with them with the majority, and sometimes with the minority. But what the majority determines is respected, and we go forward with that decision. And we brought in what's happening now. The main thing we've been taking care of now is the move from my generation to the next generation. So we adopted a new amendments to our operating agreement. And so if those of us who are 75 or more, and there's three of us, will be retiring from the board remaining on a non-voting emeritus, and will continue if elected by the management committee, the ones who have the votes. And we're bringing in, you know, the fourth generation. We have junior members that have non-votes. So we'll have emeritus, we have the voting members, and then we'll have the junior members who are non-vote kind of, and created a transition. So most of the management is non-family, and we're going to bring in some non-family directors, two of them into the management committee. So that we're really proud of, both economically and more importantly, that we work in a unified basis with a lot of respect and a lot of consensus, and we think to a great extent similarly, including just as involved are the spouses, the in-laws, which we're very proud of. So that is the Gonzalez Yuzi family. That is the story of Reflections. I hope you've enjoyed this celebration of a third grandchild and of the fourth anniversary of Reflections. Listen to the recording and other recordings, and we'll be right back next week. Take care.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.